Good morning. How's everybody doing? Good. Good.
Good. That's waiting for an opening.
A real opening. You know, another game this week, entering the fourth quarter of our season.
I would assume that you went into last Sunday's game wanting to run the ball a lot, but did you imagine 35 carries for Adrian going in?
No, I can't say we imagined that that number for Adrian alone. From the week before, we anticipated getting Toby more involved, and just didn't work out that way. But you're right, we definitely looked forward to getting our ample turns.
Is there a concern that is too much, or do you not really worry about that?
I do. Adrian doesn't. Adrian, like you said, would prefer 50 or 55. But I do have a concern. I don't want to go over and beyond what's smart with him.
Have you had that Patterson run play in the game plan?
Well, we've worked on that for a number of weeks, like we do with a lot of concepts. We work on them. We see how they look in practice, and then when we think that they're game ready, we try to get them up and going.
I asked Matt about this yesterday. Just the trust factor with him and knowing he's going to be in the right spot or know his assignment. How has that really changed here in the second half of the season for the coordinator?
It's still a work in progress. He's working really hard at it. We've got him playing the flanker in the split end, and at times the halfback, at times the slot. Without trying to take the touches that are warranted for the other players away. So he's really working at it, and he's getting better every week.
What's your assessment of the offensive line and just the pass protection as a whole?
We started slow, I thought, against Chicago. They got us on a couple games, and those are good players. Paella and Peppers are good players, and they ran a good game on our left side the first couple third downs. We looked at it on the sideline, made some adjustments, and then we were very solid the rest of the game. We've had some sacks the last couple games, but a couple of them have been due to coverage or quarterbacks flushing out, not quite getting back to the line of scrimmage. So we definitely want to start faster and maintain that standard that we had in the second half.
About them overloading that left side of the offensive line, but has it been kind of a consistent issue for you guys, the stunts, the defensive ends coming inside more?
If you ever get got by one of those stunts, you're going to see a steady diet of it. And that's what's happened to us a little bit. Until we get it fixed, then it'll start to evaporate.
Jerome Felton for Adrian last week seemed like he got a lot of yards before anybody even got a hand on him.
Yeah, we blocked him up really well, I thought, on a couple of our gap scheme runs, not only the line, but Jerome. Jerome had a very solid game, and that's really fun to watch.
Carlson obviously was kind of a forgotten guy last year and even the first part of this season. Obviously his confidence is different. How's it changed for you too, and just knowing he's another option there?
Well, he's a great option for us with his speed. He's got that burst. The play he made against the Redskins on that Thursday night for the touchdown was amazing. He made a play yesterday out here on the practice field when we were going against our own defense in the red area that was very impressive. He's just got good movement skills, and the quarterbacks really trust him.
Kyle's not back yet, but does that sort of create some new possibilities for you, think, in your mind when he does come back?
I think it does. I think it's been good for us to see what John will do when he gets all the snaps rather than just a portion. So, we're excited to keep him in there.
Khalil done this year in your mind? It seems like he's had a few more struggles than he did as a rookie.
I think he did. I think people were able to study some film on him in the offseason, and then he's made the adjustments and adaptations, as the games go along. But we're very confident in him over there on the left side. And almost like every corner can get beat in the NFL, every left tackle is ultimately going to get beat at some point in time. And so I really like his attitude, because when he has given up a sack or given up a hit, he hasn't got his dauber down or anything like that or gone into the tank. He's worked that much harder to get it corrected.
Still dealing with some injuries? I think early in the season he was, but is that still an issue?
Well, not to my knowledge. I don't think anyone's healthy at this point in the year, but he's a tough kid. He practices every day, and he's really working at it.
Does the game plan change, if at all, with Matt now the starter?
Well, not too much, but we'll definitely think players first, then plays, and try to do things that are up his alley and things that he prefers to have in the game plan. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
With Cordero, we saw him in the backfield. Obviously, they had success. That something maybe you want to work a little bit more into the offense?
It is. A little bit like we did with Percy the first couple years here. And Cordero has some history of doing that in his season down there in Knoxville. So he's a natural, and that was really fun to watch him take it to the house the other day. Thanks.